Hello, welcome to Line of Judah Online. My name's Gary Stevens. We're doing a subject, or continuing on with a subject, called David is a Covenant Man of Faith, and we're doing topic 4 from a 6-part series, and the topic is called David Stands Before Saul. We go to 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 31 to 37. Reading from verse 31. Now when the words which David spoke were heard, they reported them to Saul, and he sent for him. Then David said to Saul, "Let no man's heart fail because of him, that is Goliath. Your servant will go and fight him, the Philistine." And Saul said to David, "You are not able to go against the Philistine to fight him, for you are a youth, and he is a man of war from his youth." But David said to Saul, "Your servant used to keep his father's sheep, and when the lion and the bear came and took a lamb out of the flock, I went after it, struck it down, delivered the lamb from its mouth, and when it rose against me, I caught it by the beard and struck it and killed it. Your servant has killed both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, seeing he has defied the armies of the living God." Moreover, David said, "The Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear, he will deliver me from the hand of the Philistine." And Saul said to David, "Go, and the Lord be with you." Let me now just expand on these scriptures, more points. David's trust in God and confession of faith brought him before the king. David said, "Let no man's heart fail him, for he would fight." David was a covenant man who thought first on his covenant rather than the size of the enemy. David and the people in the Old Covenant or Old Testament had a word from God, an agreement in their covenant, that if your enemies come at you one way, they will flee 7 ways. And David knew this. David looked at his covenant through the eyes of faith, but he did not look at the size of his enemy, the problem or mountain before him. Saul says to David, he is only a youth, and Goliath has been trained as a man of war from his youth. David reminds Saul of the time when the bear and the lion came to take lambs from his herd. He chased them, he fought them, and brought them down. David says that when they arose against him, he caught them by the beard, which is the flesh under the chin, and hit and killed them. The counterattack, where Christians lose their battles. The counterattack is a very important part of battle. When we go into battle against a problem or a mountain or a Goliath and we bring that problem down with God's word, God is actually saying in this example of David and Goliath is that problem could and might stand back up against you. When you think it's completely finished and deleted and the problem's gone forever, it can come back to life again if it wasn't properly put down the first time. And this is where the counterattack is important, to understand that the devil can get back up again in a situation and come at you again. And because you've allowed yourself to become relaxed after the first battle, he can come in to a second battle with the same situation and bring the Christian down. Jesus says that when the devil is cast out of a house and the house is cleaned up, that he would bring back 7 more with him, and the condition would be worse than the first. David is under the anointing to hit and kill the beast, no ordinary strength. David declares to Saul that the same thing now will happen to Goliath because he is defying the armies of the living God. Saul recognizes the anointing on David from God that he once had, and he says, "Go, and the Lord be with you. Just keep talking your victories and the anointing will become stronger." David kept on seeing his giant on his back on the ground dead. David was looking through the eyes of faith. He had a covenant with God, and God gave him the anointing to fight Goliath. Goliath was going to be brought down by the man of God. In the New Testament, as a born-again believer, we have the anointing of God also, Christ in us, and God gives us the authority of Christ, his name, that's above all names. So when a mountain stands before us, when a mountain or Goliath comes, stands before us, whatever it may be, it must be brought down by the word of God. God gives us the authority, gives us the anointing and the name of Jesus to do this. Your Goliath will speak to you 2 times a day. God wants you to speak back. his word the answer to the problem and bring Goliath down, and also to be watchful for the counterattack to make sure the problem is completely down and not let it come back in the future. Thank you for being with me through this part. The next part coming is part 5, and is David sent into battle. Thank you, and God bless.